This is Gordon Pepper. Welcome to another edition of The Panel. And this one's going to have a little bit more of a Southern flavor because I've got a world champion from the South. But before we get to that, let me get to my co-assistant and cohort from the Southeast, Mr. Ray Gillespie. Hey, Ray, how's it going?
Hey, Gordon. How you doing today, sir?
I am doing okay. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Great weekend to be out and about.
Our guest has had a lot of fun, especially in the bowling circuit. It is my honor and pleasure to welcome our UBA world champion, Mr. Dennis Kilo. Dennis, how are you doing?
Doing good, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I know Ray's got some questions. I got some questions. But first of all, let's talk about something a little bit more immediate. You've got a match coming up in December. You're defending your world title. Right now, you don't know who you're defending it against.
Yeah.
But you're defending against somebody. Tell me a little bit about your competitors.
One's James Niffen. He's been having a lot of success lately, especially at Battle Bowl since he won the Storm contract. So he's been he's been having a lot of good vibes here lately. So things have been going really well for him.
Joe Kowalski.
Heck of a nice guy. I just know him through. You know, he ran our district last season. He was so I just know him through that, and he's kind of quiet. He's a little on the quiet side. You don't hear much from him. You just see him bowling well.
All right, now I know Ray's got questions, and I'm going to step out here. Ray, the floor is yours.
This will be your final defense of the year. Tell me about your competitors you faced so far this year. In the journey you've been on as the world champ.
Well, when I won it, everybody that knows I faced Nick Christie, and at the time I had a lot of confidence going on, and I was throwing the ball really well. It's hard to beat confidence. So I came out on top there. That was at Mega Bowl. Then I had to defend against Jerry Didway. In I think it was June at the Gauntlet in Matthews, and that's a center I hadn't had much success in, so I was actually pretty worried bowling there. I won the first game, he won the next two, then I was able to get settled in and rattled off the last three to win. And coincidentally, he had to bowl Jerry at Battle Bowl again after he beat Bobby the previous day. And, Battle Bowl, I was just throwing it really well and had a really good look. And I think I swept Jerry there. So, other than that, I'm just waiting to bowl again. And I'm looking forward to this next match that's coming up.
So, on our UBA website, I did a story with Dre and Jerry leading into their match at Unholy. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at that or not, but Jerry said that you played a little defense on him at that first matchup, and then he wasn't able to recover.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about playing defense and how that impacts in those conditions where you haven't had much luck at Matthews. It hasn't been the best of friends to you. So tell me about that strategy that you used on Jerry that first time.
Well, the lanes that day, they started off really tight. And I had to play further right than he did. And where he was at, he had more area than he was able to create more area than I could. So once that I went down 2-1, I figured I better move and do something. So I moved just left of him just to try to maybe use the little bump that he created for himself and maybe mess up his line a little bit. And it worked out. It changed it just enough to change his look, but mine got better. And the more we bowled, mine got better and his got worse. So it worked out in my favor there.
Okay. So like Gordon talked about, you got, you're bowling on Sunday at Southeast Team Relay, and you're going to be bowling whoever wins Saturday between Joe and James. Who would you prefer to bowl against?
There's no preference. They're both an opponent. one's right-handed, one's left-handed. It don't really matter. It's up to me to knock down more pins than what they do. But I'll basically, I'm bowling the lanes. If my score is higher than theirs, I win.
That is definitely true. That's how it works. Last time I checked.
Yeah, there's no preference. I mean, you can't really bowl the opponent in situations like this. You bowl the match. If you worry about your opponents, you already lost.
Yeah, that's good advice there. Now I know last year we bowled at Mega Bowl, and we had all-star lanes and triad lanes where the center's involved. So this Southeast Team Relay is going to be an all-star. How did you bowl there at Mega Bowl? How have you bowled there in the past?
Did not bowl there at Mega Bowl. I knew my match was going to be at a triad, so I just concentrated on my bowling at triad. We got a Team Relay coming up. I mean, we had a rankings match there a few weeks ago, and I didn't do too bad in all the other tournaments. You know, occasionally there's a few tournaments there once Dre or somebody runs one there, but I'll score pretty well there. So I'm looking forward to this match. I mean, it's there's a little bit more oil there than there is at Triad, a little bit less friction than the last time I bowled. So the lanes play tighter. They could play to my favor. Maybe not. Maybe so. Depends on the breakdown and transition. But it's our job to figure that stuff out.
Okay. Something else I've kind of always wanted to ask you. You and me have known each other for a couple years now, bowling the Columbia Eliminator and different tournaments in the South. I've always noticed you've got this thing when you have the ball in your right hand, where you kind of tuck your elbow in and put your hand out at the same time. You know what? Where did that part of your form come in? What is it? What do you feel it does for your game, and how could that help somebody such as myself that's nowhere near as talented of a bowler as you are?
Well, I don't know about getting you any help there, Ray. But for I work with Ryan Clifton a lot out of Winston-Salem, and my big problem is getting to the outside of the ball too early, which cuts my shots off. So I try to keep my it's just a little pre-shot routine about trying to remind myself to stay to the inside of the ball and staying on the getting lined up with my break point instead of going around it, go to it. So it's just a little routine thing. Keeps me grounded.
Yeah, routines are definitely important. And you've done it forever. That I've every time I've watched you bowl, and you're probably correct that there's no helping my bowling game. So I won't take offense to that, because that's probably a very accurate statement there. Just tell us how your season's going as a team.
At this point, I think it's going a little bit better than last year's. Back to the tour stops, yeah, we got a pretty tough schedule that's about to come up. Right at, I think, at the start of the year. I think it's when I change our schedule takes a little tougher turn. For team rankings, we did not qualify well. I think we started off in 19th. And we have a match next weekend against Dirty South, bowling them for 10th place. So we've been steadily moving up. We've had some success there. And, yeah, that last tour stop we bowled against your team. So it's probably a good thing you wasn't there either. We probably won one more.
Man, this is taking a turn for the worse here. He's starting to pile on here. I know that I will make sure that the next time that we have a inter-district match that I am at least in attendance. You know, I'm stay busy with my career and hosting my own set of tournaments and stuff. But we're catering to that next year a little bit. So I'll be at more stops, and obviously I'll be at as many of the team the UBA events each month as I can as well. So thanks for keeping me on my toes.
I know I'm going to get food out of the building for this, but you can say that Dennis is delivering some straight out savagery.
Good one.
Yeah, He's been pretty savage. He has been. But it's okay. I really like Dennis has always been a great person to talk to, whether it's been at my tournaments or other events. He's got a great Kings Court is a great team in the QC. I would be surprised if they did not win their district this year, based on what teams are left in that district. But we got to put the ball on the lane and see how that goes. So, Gordon, that's all I got for the moment.
Now, one of the things that a lot of people know about you is that you're not just a UBA bowler. You're a regional bowler.
No.
And so a lot of times it is, you know, you're bowling regional as well as UBA. Have people spoken to you in the regional circuit all about, hey, you still got that belt, huh? Because I know there's a little bit of chatter at Battle Bowl last year about that.
But yeah, everywhere I go, whether it's UBA events or scratch events somewhere in the Carolinas, people know who I am. They, you know, I'm hearing all the time, hey, I'm coming for that belt. And I was like, get in line. That's not the first time I've heard that story. But there's a good bit of chatter around the Carolinas about it. Really haven't got outside of Carolinas here lately, but I hear it a lot.
All right. So now finally, because I see that we are just about out of time for this segment, but finally, the floor is yours. This is now Dennis Kelo time. Anything you want to talk about, any shadows, anything that we missed that you want to focus on, this is all you.
Well, for me, I'm just looking forward to defending my belt again. I'm looking forward to the challenge. My new goal now, it was at this point last year, it was to get the Battle Bowl. Now I just, my next goal is to get the Mega Bowl. So if I win this next match, I'll reach my next goal. After that, we'll set a new goal, being if I'm still a world champion, or when I keep my belt. If I get through Mega Bowl, next challenge is let's get back to Battle Bowl. Let's keep this thing for as long as I can get it, as long as I can.
You keep winning, I keep paying.
And I like that. Those checks a little bit bigger when you got this gold belt.
That's right.
There you go. All right, Ray, any other questions for you?
No, I'm good. I definitely appreciate the appreciate being on, and I definitely enjoy talking to Dennis. I know I'll see Dennis, I believe, next weekend. So look forward to talking to him a little bit more in person then as well.
Yeah, I like exchanging words with you. It's fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun. And again, Dennis is going to be defending. That's going to be fun. For everybody else, and for Ray and for Dennis, this is Gordon Pepper signing off. UBA all day. See you later.
See ya.